Page 93. Listening. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Good afternoon. Our topic today on That's Fascinating is one that I'm sure you'll enjoy. Laughter. We're going to be talking about why we laugh, when we laugh, and whether other animals laugh too. So let's get started with the most basic question. Why do we laugh? Evolutionary biologists are always interested in why certain behaviors evolve. How did it benefit the survival of our species? After much study, scientists believe that laughter serves several important purposes. First, it leads to social bonding. Given that our species is highly social and we rely on each other for survival, it seems that laughter gives us an evolutionary advantage by bringing us together. Laughter can also be used to mark group territory, to create an in-group and exclude those who do not belong in the group. The creation of in-groups encourages bonding amongst group members. And finally, laughter helps us to alleviate stress and tension. When we laugh, chemicals that reduce stress are released in our brains, and that makes us feel better and is good for our health. Now let's discuss when we laugh. When asked when they laugh, many people respond that they laugh at jokes, funny movies, slapstick humor, etc. But in fact, most of the time, the things that we laugh at are not funny at all. And this goes back to the most important evolutionary use for laughter, to form and maintain social bonds. People laugh when they understand or agree with something, and when they are in the same group as others. Another interesting fact is that the person speaking is much more likely to laugh than those listening. This suggests that laughter might be a way to show control and domination. Another piece of research backs up the theory that laughter is mainly important to social interaction. People rarely laugh when they are alone, even while reading a funny story. Being alone, you are not engaging in social behavior, so laughter serves no purpose, and thus is quite rare. Our final question is about whether laughter is unique to human beings. There is evidence that apes and chimpanzees do something that looks and sounds very much like human laughter, as do dogs and even rats. How have scientists tested this? By observing and recording animals' play behaviors and, as strange as it might seem, tickling the animals. Apes, chimps, rats, and dogs all make sounds when they're playing and when they're tickled. Given that these animals never make these sounds at any other time, scientists have concluded that they're quite similar to human laughter. And since play behavior is found in all mammals, it's likely that the list of animals who laugh will become longer as scientists study this behavior in more and more species.